Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
Yes. Amen. I said yes. Amen. Yes. That's the answer. Yes. Because the Word says in Him, His promises are yes and amen. Yes, be it done. Amen. I said amen. Now, some of you hadn't got hold of it yet. You're still sitting there looking at me like, the problem is over. Yes. Amen. Because the promises of our God in Him are yes and amen. The problem's over. All you got to do is find the promise. This has always been it began almost 50 years ago now. We've been in this ministry 48 years and a month and a half away. And that why should I pray and hope for an answer when I can go to the Word and find the answer and then pray? That's really not that hard. The most expensive thing you own is your Bible. More blood has been shed to get this into your hand over the centuries. This is the most expensive thing on earth. It's the most precious thing. Our supernatural contact with God is His Word. This is the Word of God. Now stay with me now. A change of concept, a renewing of our minds on that phrase, the Word of God, must come to pass right now in our generation. When someone mentions the Word of God, our concept has been the image that we have in our minds when someone says the Word of God is this book. That's fundamentally true, but the concept is far too weak. No. When you say the Word of God, you are talking about His blood bond. He said it before it was written. Amen. I cherish that quote. Praise God. He said it before it was written. Do you see how precious that is? All hell, every demon being from Satan down spend their entire existence trying to steal this from God's people. Let's go over to the book of Mark and read from the words of Jesus about this. Fourth chapter. Now you remember in the 10th chapter of John, Jesus said the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's all he does. He does not bless anybody. He does not have blessing. He cannot. If he says he will bless, he is a liar and the father of it. His entire existence is spent stealing, killing, and destroying. Look at the 14th verse. The sower soweth the word. Now this entire teaching, the subject of it, is the word. The word as a seed. The sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. There is a heaven-born system, process is a better word, in this earth. It began as far as this earth is concerned and as far as this material universe is concerned. It began in the beginning. The Blessed One created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now the Spirit of God, excuse me, is the Spirit of truth. Amen?
Amen?
The Spirit of God is the Spirit of the Word. Now, the first mention of the Spirit of God, he's moving. He's never still. He's moving, always moving. He was moving in this situation here, but nothing was happening. Until God, the Blessed One, said, our King James Bible says, let there be light. Actually, the statement is, light be. Light was. Hallelujah. Now, don't, in your concept of this, don't separate the Spirit of God from God himself. He's moving on the face of the deep, but he is still inside God. Now, you know, our concepts are so small that trying to conceive somebody that's the biggest thing that exists. Did you know that God is not only the biggest thing there is, he's the smallest thing there is? However small anything is, he's smaller than that. Because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the top and the bottom. He's the big and the small. Oh, he is big. He is so big and so grand and so good. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the 14th chapter of John. The scripture says that God calls things that be not as though they were. He calls things that be not as though they were. Where is were? How far back does were go? It goes all the way back before the foundation of the world, because his creation, he created all matter down to the finest detail. Every human being designed to be born into this place. Heaven above, heaven beneath. He designed it all, and he created it all perfect. And the scripture said he knew you before you were born. He knew your name. And he named all of the stars. That means he's got to come up with over 50 billion names that we know of. And we hadn't got out there yet. I mean, hey, come on. But yet the scripture says in the 40th chapter of Isaiah that he measured it in a balance with one drop of water and one piece of dust. Whoa. He created it all on the inside himself. Now, when it was in there, there was no devil, because the scripture said he was perfect in the day that he was created, and iniquity was found in him. That's the reason of no redemption for him. He had no tempter. Amen. So he calls things that be not as though they were. Were goes all the way back to the inside of God's very heart, where he created all of this. But it came to be, as that word again, it came to be as he spoke it. Gospel of John, 14th chapter. Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Now, if you study through the New Testament, and then you reference it all the way through, especially in the ministry of Moses, if you study his relationship with God, he only said what God said for him to say. And he only did what God showed him to do. Until right at the close of his ministry, on the earth, that is. And he said something different, and he did something different, and he broke the flow. What did he interrupt? The process between heaven and earth. Now, Jesus prayed this, and he said, and he laid it down as a scriptural prayer form. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You could put it like this. Your plan be done, as though they were. Your plan be done on earth as it is in heaven. The bridge there is the word. The bond of God. If he said it, if he promised it, there he has bonded himself in covenant. The covenant bond is the most powerful bond known to human beings on planet Earth. It's the most powerful thing there is. And this is the bond of God.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.